Triple M's Anthony Maroon joins us. G'day, mate.
Yes, g'day, Andy. I'm just thinking, yeah, it's sad, isn't it, mate? 2 weeks to go and then we're all just waiting for footy to start again.
Are you a cricket fan?
Mate, I'm not really a fan of any other sport. I like a bit of motor racing. I'm going to Bathurst for Triple M, but after right. that, it's pretty much, I don't have any really sport I follow, mate. Just walking the dog and taking him for a swim.
Not a bad life, Anthony. Not a bad life, of course. We do it thanks to Dale and Nikki Sport First in Stockland Shopping Centre, where his Sharkies, of course, well, they're still there, mate, up against the Storm. What a round of action we had last weekend. Both games only by a point separated. So any team could have been there, really, this week, couldn't they?
Well, absolutely, mate. But the poor old Sharkies, they arrive with a lot of experience but wounded players. So, you know, there's a question mark about Paul Gallen. Obviously, there's no Wade Graham, Luke Lewis injured. So, you know, what I liked about the Sharks was the experience they had in that back row and then the experience they have off the bench. So now a lot of those bench players will have to start the game.
Yeah.
And, mate, look, I hate to say it for Dale and Nikki, but what a task they have. They've got to go to Melbourne and they've got to beat Melbourne in Melbourne, Billy Slater's last home game in Melbourne.
Yeah, there's a lot to play for both teams, but you'd think the home ground advantage there for the Storm and the fact that perhaps they are the better side will get them over the line. But as proven last week, mate, on the day, if you deliver the goods, you're a chance.
Well, you are. I mean, everyone's a chance, but that's such an ask, isn't it? You know, with all those things and then as long as you've got your experienced players in these big games, you're normally pretty sweet, but this is not the week you want to have a few of them out.
No, that's true. That's true. And, of course, the Storm will be nice and fresh as well. So you're going for the Storm over Dale Sharkies?
I have to go for the Storm. I don't want to risk my beautiful business arrangement I have with Dale and Nikki at Sport First. But, mate, we've got to get to the truth, haven't we? The truth will set us free. So I'll take Melbourne.
Okay, Melbourne there. And now, on Saturday, it's the Roosters up against your Rabbits, mate. I tell you what a game that was. Now, nobody gave the Dragons hope in heck of getting anywhere near your boys last week. Well, they very nearly did it and really snatched defeat from the jaws of victory in the end, I think.
Well, that's the thing. They had it. You know, I thought when they kicked that goal and they were up 12-11 or whatever it was, they only had to just play some smart football. But they didn't play smart football.
They didn't. How can you get stripped with a couple of minutes to go, stripped of the ball and then the field goal and then not kick the ball at the end and try and go for the try and comes up the other end? I don't know, mate. How are you feeling at 12-11 down, Anthony? I was thinking about you.
Well, I knew that if they got in the range, I knew Adam Reynolds could pop a field goal. This is the beautiful thing about Adam Reynolds. It's the one percenters that he does. He doesn't miss many goals. If he shoots for field goal, he normally gets it. If he kicks into the in-goal area, you'll probably get a repeat set. So, you know, this is the difference between a bloke like this and other halfbacks. It's those little it's a game of inches, isn't it? And, you know, the Dragons had one shot at field goal, missed it. Adam had three shots and kicked all three.
There you go. There's the difference. You know. There's the difference. Anyway, they did it. They got there in the end, the Rabbits. What a great game it was. Are they good enough, though, to beat the Roosters? I know what you're going to say anyway, but take, you know, put the other eye in. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, look, I think the Roosters with experience of Cooper Cronk, Luke Keary's a big-game player. Obviously, Tedesco's a big-game player. No Latrell Mitchell. They'll miss Latrell Mitchell, obviously, and having said all that, mate, South by 12.
South by 12, I love it. Of course, Inglis is there and he's fired up, he's ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. So I would say get into Sport First, get your Rabbitohs gear, your beanies, your scarves, your jumpers, your away jumper, your home jumper. Get all your Rabbitohs gear from Dale and Nikki and gear up for the grand final because the boys from Redfern will be there.
Okay, be interesting to see if they'll be up against your Sharks. It is a possibility. I mean, not your Sharks, but his Sharks. That'll be interesting next week. Anthony, thanks for your time, mate. We'll leave you to it and look forward for the final time this year. Catching up with you next week. Thanks to Sport First Stockland Shopping Centre.